Please turn to Proverbs 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. In Proverbs 1, 7, we read these words: "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." This is the Word of God. So this morning we continue looking here at Proverbs, and we come to what is perhaps the most important verse in all of Proverbs. It serves as what you might call the thesis statement, the main point of the book summed up for us. Just like Ecclesiastes ends with the words, "Fear God, keep His commandments, this is the whole duty of man." So Proverbs begins by telling us what the most important thing is that we should know about wisdom and instruction. Proverbs is a book about wisdom and instruction, and so it begins with telling you the fundamentals of getting wisdom and instruction. Just like you cannot read without knowing the alphabet, just like you cannot do a simple math problem without being able to count to 10, so you cannot learn anything rightly without the fear of the Lord. It is essential. It is the foundation. It is the building block. It is the ABCs upon which anything you learn must be built. It is the foundation. So what is the fear of the Lord? Charles Bridges gives us a good definition of the fear of the Lord in these words: "The fear of the Lord is that affectionate reverence by which the child of God bends himself humbly and carefully to his Father's law." So he says that it is an affectionate reverence, a reverence that is connected to love for God. And the child of God humbly bends himself to the instruction of God, to the commands of God, to walk in those commands and those instructions. And we must see then that the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord are brought together. They are united. They must go together. For example, Deuteronomy 10:12 speaks about fearing God, loving God, all in the same verse. It says in Deuteronomy 10:12, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul?" Those who love God will also fear God, because we know who He is. So verse 7 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What do we mean by the beginning of knowledge? What about people who don't fear the Lord? What are we to think of them? What do we make of their knowledge? There seems to be a lot of engineers, a lot of mathematicians, a lot of botanists, a lot of musicians, a lot of businessmen who know some things, don't they? They have some knowledge. They have important skills that they can use in various ways. What do we make of their knowledge if they do not fear the Lord? Well, it doesn't mean that you can't know anything at all, but it does mean that the foundation of that knowledge is lacking if you do not fear the Lord. God is the source of all knowledge. He is the interpreter of all knowledge, whether true or false. And therefore, if we do not fear Him and seek knowledge from Him, we will always misunderstand knowledge. We will always misuse knowledge. Yes, you might be able to attain some facts, you might be able to state some things, but if those things are not related back to the Lord who is the source, the fount of knowledge, you will be misusing that knowledge, misunderstanding that knowledge. And you will use that knowledge for the wrong ends, for sinful ends, rather than for what that knowledge was made for. Now, it also says that fools despise wisdom and instruction. Apparently, then, fools are characterized by their rejection of wisdom and instruction. They don't listen. That is the basic definition of a fool here. Fools reject wisdom and instruction. So when someone comes to you with some exhortation, some instruction, some wisdom from the Scriptures. Do you receive that? Do you value it? Do you treasure it up? Or do you toss it in the trash can as if it has no value whatsoever to you? When someone brings something to your attention, do you say, yeah, I know that. I already know that. Thank you. Or do you lean in? Do you listen closely? Do you consider is and say, maybe there's something here for me. Maybe I need to learn something here. Are you humble enough to receive instruction from others? And so we see then that the fear of God leads to humility. If fools despise wisdom and instruction, then that means that those who fear the Lord don't despise wisdom and instruction. They are those who receive wisdom and instruction. And the fear of the Lord leads us to this humble posture because we know who we are in light of who God is, who is far greater than us, and therefore we must be in a humble position, in a receiving, learning position where we want wisdom and counsel. We know that we are not God, and therefore we have a deficiency in wisdom. We have a deficiency in knowledge because we are not God, and therefore we must humbly receive. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 2 with these words. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth not yet as he ought to know. If you think you have it all figured out, if you think you have nothing left to learn, you have not even begun to learn. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Now, you're going to receive over the course of your life a lot of counsel, a lot of teaching, a lot of guidance. And some of that counsel will be more important than others. There will be some of that counsel that you hear that you can perhaps ignore without losing your life, without having something fundamentally bad happen to you. But there is counsel that is absolutely essential for you to receive. If you do not receive this counsel, you will perish forever. And that is the counsel of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you reject that, you will perish forever. And therefore, we see that a life of despising wisdom and instruction is a very, very dangerous life to live. It is very dangerous to live in this constant posture of rejecting, because there is this counsel in the Word of God that calls you to faith and repentance in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not receive that, you will perish. But if you receive the gospel, if you receive these words of wisdom and instruction, you will have life. You will be saved. And so, brothers and sisters, I exhort you this morning, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Receive the words of wisdom and instruction. Do not be a rejecter. Be a receiver. And receive the counsel and the wisdom of God given to you through the Word of God and through others like your parents who daily seek to instruct you in the Word, through elders who seek to instruct you, and through other brothers and sisters in Christ. Do not be right in your own eyes, but instead fear the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, that you would work in us this fear of you, which is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Humble us, expose the pride of our hearts, and show us where we need wisdom. Lord, we do not desire to be the fool that constantly rejects wisdom. Guard our paths and subdue the pride of our hearts, that we would walk in humility and fear. Teach us how to fear you and how to love you. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.